This Shabbos, we have a double portion of Acharei Mos Kedoshim. And as every week, we read, after we have the Kriyas HaTorah, we read a Haftorah. We read from Nach. So the question is, in general, when you have a double Parsha, which Haftorah do you read from? So, in general, the Aved Drum and others bring down different minhagim, whether you read from the first Parsha, Acharei Mos, or you read from the second Parsha, Kedoshim, etc. Here it could have the same yisod of Kedusha, but so there's different minhagim. So, generally speaking, our meaning is that we usually take the second parsha. In this case, we'd normally read from Parshas Kedoshim. So the question is, but Acharei Mos, Kedoshim is an exception to the rule. That we, or B'nai Ashkenaz, is so different minhagim. Our meaning is that we read from, when it's a double parsha, we read from Acharei Mos and not Kedoshim. Why is that? So in general, there's the Mishnah Megillah talks about a machlokes tanaim in the Mishnah about reading about to'evas Yerushalayim, reading about the abomination and terrible sins happening in Jerusalem. So Rebbe Lezer writes that you can't be mafter, you can't read the Haftorah from Toevas Yerushalayim. Why? Even though it's in the Navi, it's not a secret. Yeah, but Nevuah was given for a certain time. Doesn't mean I have to publicize the Toevas, the abomination of Yerushalayim. So he says one should not read, and others disagree. The minhag seems to be like Rebbe Lezer, because there was a Maisa, I think someone read from the Haftorah, and Rabbi Elezer was there, and he went crazy on the guy. He said, yeah, you did bedikas, you made a public inspection of Yerushalayim, so people are going to make a bedik on you. And sure they did. They found out he was a mamzer. We know the luck is mamzer. You do it, but if no one knows you're a mamzer, so there's no problem. If you and your spouse don't know you're a mamzer, no one else knows. It's only if you find out. So they found out. So they tell us about, you know, Psukim and Yechesto talks about the bloody city of Yerushalayim, all the terrible things that are happening there. So therefore, we try to avoid it, so we read from Acharei Mos and not from Kedosha. The different psukim in Yechezkel about in terms of this. In fact, the Levush writes that it's not a problem. He agrees we don't read Toevas Yerushalayim. He thinks Rebbe Lezer was talking about something else. When they talk about how terrible the children are, it's a reflection of how bad the avos are, so that's why you don't read it. But he's against the minhag of reading Toevas Yerushalayim. He just thinks it's not a problem reading from the Haftorahs we have. So in fact, Rav Soloveitchik points out, what about when, let's say you have a, so generally speaking, we try to avoid it. So it's Marcha Chodesh, it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. We try to find an excuse not to read from Parshas Kedoshim. But let's say push comes to shove, it's a separate Parsha, Acharei Mos and Kedoshim. So different minhagim, some read it then. Rav Soloveitchik says the minhag in Europe, in his town, was that even in that situation, they wouldn't read it. They'd read again from Acharei Mos. So, because anyway, originally, the Haftorah, you picked your own Haftorah. This had to be in Yoni Diyoma. It's like you picked, if it's in Yoni Diyoma, you pick about Rosh Chodesh, or you pick a theme on the Parsha. So therefore, really, you're open to do, it was wide open to do any Haftorah, so the general minhag we have is when you have two parashas, we generally read from the second parasha. However, in Acharei Mos, in Acharei Mos Kedoshim, because of Toevas Yerushalayim, our minig is whenever we can to not read from Parashas Kedoshim, and we read the Haftorah from Acharei Mos.